Welcome to Des Rose Radio.
All right. Welcome to Des Rose Radio Show. I'm not sure if I have to speak loud or if my voice is being picked up, but I'm just testing my tablet to see if I could do shows from here when I go to this stuff this summer. So, I don't know. It looks like it's coming in low. I can't tell where my voice comes in at. I don't see a mic, but it's so tiny, like I can't see anything, and I have to use the regular board, so we just try it that way. Alright, is the stupid mouse, if it barely goes over anything, like it just muted me, because I was trying to go over here to make sure I turned this song off. Today was officially my last day for the quarter, but I do got to go back and finish my pieces because they haven't been fired. So right now I'm doing my last glazes, and I tried to stay there tonight as long as I could, but I am exhausted. I'm just so exhausted. As far as making my pieces for the summer, you know, for my products for the summer, I worked my butt off these last 3 months. It was officially 10 weeks, actually, but I worked so hard at it, and not physically, well, I guess so. I sat most of the time to heal my leg, but, oh my God, you know what makes it difficult? It's the heat. The heat out here is like ridiculous. So I just came home a while ago. Decided to check out Spreaker a little bit. Didn't see much, so I'm having a show. And I am, what do you call it? Checking out the news, and I did read one thing that I thought was weird. This lady at one of those 99-cent stores or Dollar Tree, this lady's daughter was, some guy was trying to kidnap her daughter, and they caught it on video, and this guy's like literally dragging this kid, like trying to drag this kid out of the store right in front of the mother, like totally trying to steal her daughter. And it looked like a young guy, too. Like, he wasn't that old. I just think that was so strange, you know? Like, what the hell? You got all these cameras and stuff, and you're... That's how you kidnap? You just drag them out of the store like that? With the mother right there? I just thought it was weird. So I saw that in the news. Then I saw a trailer for Tarzan. Oh, my God. I can't wait for Tarzan. I think that's the one movie I will go to the movies for. I'm going to have the whole shebang. The popcorn, the hot dog, candy. I'm going to have, I'll eat a whole tub of popcorn too. Oh my God, popcorn sounds so good right now. But I'm so tired, I can't even walk to the kitchen. And I do need to, because before I started this little podcast, I was supposed to go get coffee, and I didn't get any. So, anyways, it's finally starting to cool down. Tomorrow's going to be 96 degrees, Friday 94, and Saturday 90, which is a lot better than 108 degrees. And whenever I feel this weather, and you're going to hear me bitch about it all summer long. I do it every year. I complain about the heat. And especially because starting Monday, I religiously go to the gym during the summer. Like, that's all I do all summer long, is I work out like 4 to 5 days a week. But this time I'm going to be really smart about it, because I think I overdid it, which was probably one of my problems. And from what I learned is, I guess when you over-exercise, your muscles become like jello, you know, and it's really, so you need that downtime for in between for your muscles to strengthen up and harden. And that's where I kind of messed up. I got a little bit ambitious. And I mean, the walking part is cool, but as far as the dead weights and things like that, I got to do that differently. So that's the plan. But I just want to go to sleep. But I couldn't go to sleep because my mind's still racing. So let's check out some stuff. Let's see what's going on in the news. And then I'll go and see how I sound on this podcast until I start to, I don't know. Here's a new study about antidepressants for children and teens. And, so this is what they found. Treating children and teens suffering with depression with antidepressants may be both ineffective and potentially dangerous, a new analysis suggests. Right? I honestly don't think, that's where things get really bad, because teens in general, you go through a change, you go through a process, and it's always different for everybody. I mean, it depends on the parents too, because if teenagers and kids have some really fucked up parents, they could be going through some difficult times, and a doctor will, the parent will drag them into the doctor, and the doctor will say, oh, well, they got depression, or they're bipolar, or they're this or that. But the parent won't look at themselves, when in reality, the parent would be like an alcoholic, or something messed up, right, that they're hiding. So sometimes you got that, and then when you give them such drugs like that, that mess with them while their hormones are still developing, and their bodies are still developing, yeah, you shouldn't even consider that. I think medications belong to the older adults, and it's there so they can function, which is the reason why the society puts you on medication, because they want you to function enough to work. And talking about work, so listening to the politics and stuff, I had some thoughts on the whole with the politics. I think it's Trump, everybody's talking about getting people back to work, getting the veterans back to work, getting the seniors back to work. And I was like, what the hell? What a fucked up society. Okay, so you got, and I'm not saying, there are some that want to go back to work, and, more power to them, they should. If they've been in war and they just came back from seeing some fucked up shit, and their mind is messed up, and the government just wants them to be on medication so they could go back to work after doing something so traumatic. I don't know, just something about it just bothers me. And then the same thing with the senior stuff, like you're hearing, you got to retrain them so they could get back to work after they just spent a lifetime working. But people don't catch it. They don't catch it because they're looking at, all these people, we can't let them get a free ride, but it's not free. They've already exerted themselves. So they should be comfortable. They should be able to heal the best they can and live the rest of their lives with some dignity, right? But the way they express it, it's one of those thoughts that's just like, oh my God, this government's getting more and more messed up. But, no offense to those who want to. That's a whole different thing. Or, that are able to. But I'm telling you, you're sitting there getting some 70-year-old and just forcing them out there when you don't even know what kind of health problems they got going on. That's crazy. That's craziness. So nature-made vitamins are having a recall. This is important. And I almost bought some of these, too. Oh, my God. Oh, it's those gummy ones. Supplements are once again playing a dangerous game of hide-and-seek Earlier this year, it was weight loss pills in which experts found a banned amphetamine. Now it's nature-made gummy vitamins, which may be harboring potentially deadly bacteria. The California-based company recalled several varieties of its vitamins Wednesday over concerns that it may contain salmonella or staph. We are initiating this recall out of an abundance of caution for the public health. We are notifying all retail customers and distributors to remove the product from the store shelves immediately. Okay, the recall is voluntary. In other words, it results in an error in testing. As of yet, no illness has been reported. The health community has taken to Twitter to offer buyer beware warnings and urge regular vitamin users to check their cabinets. They are ranging from vitamin D tablets. Okay. Salmonella is a rod-shaped bacteria discovered in the 1880s, can cause severe infection in people with insufficient immune systems. See, that would be me. With hallmark symptoms of fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain, the sickness generally resolves in a few days. Okay, let me go through this whole history of salmonella. Now that staph is a different beast. The bacteria is mostly benign, found on skin, hair, and nose of 20 to 30% of humans. Although harmless on the body, staph can turn dangerous when introduced to food. There, it can produce toxins that induce a severe sickness characterized by nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal cramps. The effects of the bacteria can be felt in as little as 30 minutes, but generally last a day or two. Most often, staph results from food that is uncooked or improperly stored, much like salmonella. Alright, so that's that for the news. I'm tired of reading. My eyes hurt because the text is too small. So, I'll play some music. I will only do a small podcast from this, maybe about 30 minutes. And then see how it picks up. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I want to do my podcast. Like, I really miss it. There's so much I gotta do. Like, I gotta clean the house. I gotta wash my car. I gotta arrange all my art supplies. I mean, because they're all over the place right now from all the projects. And I had to carry them home today. Like, I had like two sculptures. I don't know what I was thinking. But I have some good stuff. Like, I mean, I'm surprised how well I've been doing. I'm surprised at my skills. My skills are pretty awesome. I made this ceramic doll. It's kind of like a controversial piece, right? It's like a doll, little girl kind of doll thing. And all the guys hate it. Like, the girls like it. They're like, oh, this is so cute. But all the men are like, that is the most creepiest looking thing I've ever seen, right? So, okay, so I had my critique today, and I went and put it on my table. And I come and find it, and people are trying to grab it by its legs and smash it. Like, they want to kill it. They want to kill my doll. And I'm like, what the hell? So I had to go chasing people, trying to get my doll back because they want to kidnap it and kill it. And I think it looks fine, but the men, which is weird because I rarely make creepy things. I'm not, you know, it's a ceramic piece and men rarely get freaked out over things like that. But boy, they're sure freaked out at my doll They're saying that it looks creepy. So I'll post it. I think I posted it when in the process of making it somewhere. I don't remember which Facebook. But I did post it up somewhere. And you could see it there, maybe. Maybe if you're one of the lucky people that are even on my Facebook. Unless I actually did it on Desert Rose site. I don't remember. But, yeah, so all these people trying to do that. Oh, here's another recall. Rolled Gold snacks recalled for undeclared peanut. Frito-Lay is recalling some dates and codes of Rolled Gold Tiny Twist, Rolled Gold Thins, and Rolled Gold Stick. What the hell is those things? For undeclared peanuts, one of the major food allergies. Since when have people started getting allergic to peanuts? You know, peanuts are in everything. Like for years and years and years. And suddenly people have problems with peanuts. That's the same thing with the gluten stuff. Because they started putting shit in our food. That's why I don't even get me on the processed food rant. That's why you got to eat raw foods. You got to really try to stay away from processed foods and breads. They're putting something in the flour or something. Because I don't remember people, all these people being, have to eat gluten free ever. It's almost like they created this thing and now they got new products to sell you without the chemical in it. So either your body was really sensitive and picked up on it and you got sick, but now they're going to sell you these new products to help with it at a higher price. Okay, so the same thing with the peanuts. Peanuts are like tribal foods, all right, or tropical island foods. Like in Indonesia and places like that, peanuts are in everything. They make a peanut sauce. Well, like for our family, they make satay. And with satay, it's like kind of like a barbecued teriyaki meat on a stick, right? And you're supposed to put peanut butter sauce over it because peanut butter is considered a meat. Peanuts are considered a meat. And so meat goes with meat, right? So that's how they eat it. They think it's gross that we put peanut butter and jelly together. They find that extremely disgusting, a lot of countries. But, okay, so peanut is an oil, right, that they make food with. But now suddenly everybody's got peanut allergies. Like, remember Snickers? Snickers has... Since when has anybody been allergic to Snickers? Never. Or the Payday candy bars? Never. But now, suddenly, there's this big thing, deal over the peanuts. And it's because they put stupid preservatives or something funky in the peanut fields. I'm not trying to get all conspiracy theory. Okay, and then look at this one. Anti-diarrhea medicine abuse leads to FDA warning. So, you got all these people. This all goes together. How could they have anti-diarrhea abuse? Because the food is fucking up their stomach. So, I think you really got to think about what you're putting in your mouth. It really gets some high quality food, right? Raw foods. And even then, wash them. You could wash them with a little bit of vinegar or baking soda in a tub of water and rinse everything out the best that you can before you eat it. But even then, that's crazy. That's nuts. It'd be better just to get a farm, okay? Just get a plot of land in your backyard and make a garden. And that way you know what's in it. Speaking of, I had this, I went to Art Walk recently, and this guy was giving away from his yard the apricots, I think it was an apricot. So it was, what do you call it when they're just grown in their yard? It tasted so good. Like, it was like, oh my God, this is like a real apricot. Not a fake apricot. Like real food. You don't see that anymore. Like people who have plum trees in the backyard and things like that. Like here in California, like you're not allowed to have it. You're not allowed to have orange trees or lemon trees in your backyard. But I remember when I was little, like my oma's houses and every family member's houses, there was always fruit trees in the back. Always some kind of fruit. But now they're all weird about it. Like they'll bust you. Because they want you to have the one that has the chemicals in it. Oh, I'm in the health section, that's why. Medical marijuana sellers in Canada continue despite the crackdown. Police in Canada have executed search warrants and seized products from stores they believe are selling to recreational consumers, which is still illegal. But that's not stopping medical marijuana sellers. That's right, because Canada has that pot plant in their flag.